Oh.
Hi, is this on?
Oh, yes, it is. Hold on a second. Just turn off. Sorry.
Sure,
Are you still
no
there?
worries.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
I
How are
truly
you?
apologize for calling you, after so long. I was actually preoccupied in a meeting. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm excited about my first book, so but I'm also, a little nervous about it because I don't really
I
know, all the ins
understand.
and outs. So,
I completely
yeah.
understand where you're coming from. Hopefully, this book is going to turn out to be a masterpiece with the help of our team, of course. So that is all good to go. What is the overall feedback like? How is the team? How is Steve treating you?
Steve isn't as responsive as I had hoped. I sent him an email. Well, I sent Ryan a question, and then I followed up with Steve because when I asked Steve a question about ISBNs, he didn't know. So I had to go and ask Ryan. So I started with Ryan. I didn't hear from Ryan. Then I had to do a follow-up with Steve. He said that he would have a call for today, and I, sent him options because I do work during the day. I'm a full-time, and it's been a bit torturous going back and forth and back and forth with Haley trying to get a simple question answered. So, I get a little weary, a little leery because I kind of went down this road with another service provider and ended up quitting the work with them, stopping the work and getting my money back because everything they were doing was not ringing true.
I see.
So I told this to Ryan, and so I'm a little nervous because every time I go and do some digging, it just seems like, I'm not being totally, people aren't being totally truthful, or transparent.
I
Like, for
get it.
example, you're, where, so can I ask you where you're located?
Yes, I'm actually calling you out of the office from our Californian office, actually. I'm located here.
Okay. And what was your name again? I missed it when you called.
Samantha Hayes, and I truly apologize for the experience, the back and forth that you've been going through. I would like to provide you my personal number as well as Steve. Do you have Steve's cell number?
Okay, well, I'm in Canada, so I don't have a long distance plan. So
Oh, I see.
if we can do this over WhatsApp, that would be great. If not, the teamwork portal is working as long as I know someone's reading it.
Perfect, perfect. All right. Let me just give you a heads up, Sam. I understand that you had a terrible experience, and to be very honest with you, there are a lot of people out there, in specifically our industry, and they are operating from third world countries, Nigeria, Philippines, you name it. And these people, they're just ruining it for us. It's bad business. So I understand what kind of experience you've had with the previous company or publishers that you were working with. However, we're going to try our best to keep things smooth here. Just in case if you're not getting a response, be patient. 24 hours, 24 to 48 hours is our response time. So within that time duration, you will either hear back from Steve, and you can actually, I'll send you a text message from my WhatsApp number so we can stay connected over there as well. Just in case if Steve doesn't get back to you on time, you just reach out to me, okay?
Okay, so what's your text number?
Let me just provide that to you. Give me a moment. Okay, you ready? Right. Let me go to my profile. I'm sorry, these are company assigned numbers, so I don't really remember that. This is not really my personal WhatsApp number. All right,
Yeah.
so this is the number 408. 689
Yep.
6899.
Okay.
Okay, so just add me on WhatsApp and I will be more than happy to assist you with this. And one more thing,
Okay.
I believe this is your first book. I just want to tell you something that I know there was a lot of hassle involved when you were working with the previous company, and there will be some back and forth, right? Publishing a book, it's not easy, and it's not something that we can achieve overnight, all right? So it's
Oh,
not going to
I
be
know that.
all sunshine and
It's
rainbows.
okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've worked in publishing for 25 years.
Oh wow!
So
you understand?
No, it's just. But he asked me a question about setting up a phone call, and so I sent him back a couple of options, and I heard nothing. So it just kind of makes it awkward. But anyway,
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, that's completely fine. We'll try to turn a new page and make sure that this doesn't happen with you again. Now, Steve said you wanted to get some information in regards to the copyright service. So go ahead.
Yeah. So I got it copyrighted in Canada. I got the book copyrighted in Canada, but I'm not sure that Canada is worldwide. And so I thought I'd start with you guys to find out, you know, what do you do about copywriting this material? Because obviously I want it protected.
Of course. Let me explain to you the entire process first of all, and then I'll tell you how we come in the picture, okay? First of all, copyrights services, that is not something that we, advertise or promote, because this is not a service on which we make profit, all right? So this is something that we do to help our clients out. In fact, we established a particular channel with the United States Patent and Trademark Office, which is the registry in the Washington, D.C., okay? So we did that because we were facing a lot of issues with our customers. Usually what we do is that 80% of the customers or authors, they take care of the copyrights themselves, because once they are writing a book, they make sure to have that registered under your name, just like you, how you did, all right? Now, since you are located in Canada, I'm not sure if the Canadian copyright covers, the international clause as per the copyrights terms and conditions. So you have to share with me some sort of documentation so I can have that verified, and then we can talk about the next plan of action. Let me also explain to you the process, how it works. We have an inside man at the copyright office because of a lot of hassle that we faced in the past with our existing customers. They actually try to file the copyrights directly, and here in U.S., the Washington Registry does not really have a support department. So you understand where the issue, the concern lies, right? If there's no one to answer your queries or concerns, then of course it'll be a hassle. And usually what they do is that they commit the time frame of 50 to 60 working days. However, one of my customers, they ended up not getting their copyrights until after 8 or 9 months. Imagine that. So that's the reason why we actually hired someone and had them placed at the copyright registry to facilitate all the copyrights that were to be taken care of from Penguin. So that's pretty much the gist of it. And why I'm mentioning this to you, if you decide to go with us in terms of having copyrights filed, the cost for that will be premium. That's because we actually have an inside man. We have to pay him, of course. So they're part of the cost that we will be quoting you, it's going to cover his expenses as well. And of course, the copyrights that we provide, you will have the accountability and ownership. So that means you don't have to go back and forth with any third party or the U.S. registry directly. If you have any questions, concerns, you get back to us. In return, we ensure that there is a timely and hassle-free process for you to attain your copyrights. So that's what it's all about. Last thing, I would also like to confirm that the U.S. copyrights actually covered the worldwide clause. Okay, so I'm not sure about the Canadian part, but U.S. covers that. So that is pretty much it for now. If you can share the document with me that you received from the copyright registry in Canada, then maybe I can figure out more in regards to whether or not it covers the worldwide clause.
Oh, no, I'm sure it doesn't. And the certificate won't be with me for a few weeks. All I have is the registration number. But that's okay because I did go online and got to copyright.gov, which is the U.S. Website. Mm-hmm. To do things online. So if I understand you correctly, you can take care of this copyright because you've got someone inside who can work on this. But what are the costs again? You said premium. So what does that mean?
Okay, if you take the copyright bundle from us, there are five things that we'll be covering. Number one, copyrights of the manuscript. Number two, copyrights of the book cover. Number three, this is an optional clause. Now, it depends whether or not you have images or illustrations or pictures whatsoever inside the manuscript. So copyright of those individual images or pictures that are being placed in the manuscript. That's clause three. Number four would be the patent to the Library of Congress. That's for future use, just in case if you want to have your book placed in the libraries. That in order to do that, you need to have the patent to the Library of Congress. Once that is with you, this just gets smoother, you know, on the longer run. All right, apart from that, number five would be the worldwide registered ISBN numbers, International Standard Book numbers, and they're worldwide recognized. So that, and number six will be the barcodes associated with these ISBN numbers. Seven would be the imprints associated with these ISBN numbers. So there will be two ISBNs included in this bundle. Altogether, the costing that I will provide you will be for seven items that I just mentioned or listed to you, okay? So it's gonna, if you do it through the regular route, it might as well cost you somewhere around $1,000. $1,000 US dollars, okay? But if you go through our route, it might as well cost you somewhere around $1,800 to $2,000. So it's almost like double the price. But then again, you're getting premium services in terms of accountability and timely deliveries. That's what we guarantee. And we tell this up to our customers up front. A lot of customers just like to go for that simply because they do not want to get involved in the hassle of going back and forth with a third party, which is the U.S. registry. So that is pretty much it.
Okay. I need to stop you. In my discussions with Ryan, when we first went through all this, I told him that there were going to be images that needed to have the right sorted, and he said that you guys take care of that. I also asked him about the provision of an ISBN, and he said you guys take care of that. So why would I be getting charged another $1,800 to do this?
Okay, let me answer that
when the charge for copyright on the government, the U.S. government site, is $65.
That's the upfront fee. They're going to charge you another recurring amount once you submit the book cover and the manuscript, and then they'll charge you another amount.
The copyright in Canada cost me $50.
I'm sorry?
The copyright in Canada cost me $50.
I understand that completely, but it works differently on our end. One more thing, just to answer your question, if the ISBN is included in your package, then we will subtract that from the original package. And one more thing, this is just a rough estimate that I've provided you. I want to be upfront with you, Sam, all right?
I'm not paying $1,800 for a copyright.
I'm not asking you to pay that. I'm not asking you to pay that at all. I give
you
a rough estimate. No. You asked me regarding a round figure, so I wanted to tell you that if you want to go with us, the amount will be somewhere around that particular figure, $1,800 to $2,000. But it doesn't mean that I'm asking you to pay that. As I said, the first plan of action that we are currently going on would be to evaluate whether your existing copyright covers the worldwide clause. If it covers, then there's no issue whatsoever. You don't have to pay anything at all. Don't think that I'm a salesperson, Sam. You don't need to pay anything. I'm just here to have a discussion because you asked about this, and I want to be forthcoming with you. I don't want to go ahead and beat around the bush and, you know, be like, oh, this and that and all of that. No, I'm not doing that with you. I just told you upfront that we charge a premium cost for this service. I told you that upfront, okay?
No, you told me that upfront. Ryan did not tell me that upfront. Ryan said nothing about an additional up to $2,000 for copyright.
I'm not asking you to pay that, Sam. I'm not asking you to pay that. All right, forget about all this. Don't pay anything. Take care of the copyrights on your own, okay? Just provide me the registration number that you have. I will have that verified, and if that is good to go, we'll proceed with that. Just in case if there's any issue with that particular copyright that you have in hand, what we'll do is that you can apply for the copyrights online directly on the copyright.gov website, okay? Nobody's asking you to pay anything additional. As I said, okay. Sam, this is not a service we make profit out of. I only came over on this call because you wanted to know more about it. And that's all I'm doing. Nobody's pitching you anything. Nobody's asking you to put in more money, okay?
I'm finding your attitude to be very aggressive.
No,
I'm sorry,
Sam,
but you
I apologize.
Are. You're telling me to go off and do it myself. And this is making me more and more worried about whether or not you guys are legit. Do you want the Canadian number so you can go and check?
Yes, please. First of all, Sam, I apologize if you found me to be rude or aggressive. I truly apologize. That's not what I meant. I'm only trying to give the ball in your court so you can be more comfortable. See, when I pitched the amount, you got skeptical. You thought that I'm trying to extract money from you. That's why I said you should do it yourself with your own hands. That way you'll be more comfortable. But then again, you found that offensive,
right? And I would,
right?
If they didn't have images. I would do this easily on my own if I didn't have the images. And I told Brian in our first conversation that there were images that we're going to have the rights cleared. And he said, absolutely, we'd do that for you.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. If Ryan had this conversation with you, you know what, Sam? Let's end this conversation here because I understand you've had a bad experience with another company. Let me take care of the copyrights free of cost on my end. Is that fine with you? Does that make you feel more comfortable?
It makes me feel worried that you would make that offer.
Sam, what do you want me to do? Okay, you go ahead and say it, because whatever I'm trying to facilitate you with, you're finding that shady. Okay, go ahead and say it, and I will go ahead and, you know, implement it.
I'll give you the Canadian number, and you can look it up, but I want Ryan to call me back. The number that I got from the Canadian copyright, are you ready?
Just give me a quick moment. Let me take it down. Okay, Sam, I'm ready.
What they gave me as a registered number is 120-1647.
Okay, I'm going to repeat that. It's 120-1647. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Are there any alphabets associated with this number, or this is just it?
No, that's what they sent. They said certificate would be in the mail 1 to 4 weeks.
Okay, and when exactly did they say that?
In an email yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. Gotcha. All right, then. Let me do my research on this, see what I can find out, and then I will get back to you, okay? You have
okay.
all the
all right.
options open, Sam, okay? I just want to help you out, all right? You have the option to do it yourself. You have the option to use our services. You have the option for me to cover this without any existing cost. And the reason why I said that, it's because we want to do long-term business with you. I'm not talking about a couple of bucks at this point of time. I don't look at short-sighted visions. Understand that what will be beneficial for the company is that you become a long-term client. So I'm not going to mess around with that. That's the reason why I gave you this service free of cost, because I felt that you were getting concerned when I gave you the rough estimate of the amount. That's the only reason why I gave this to you.
Okay. All right, well, get back to me with what you find out. That would be great.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and do that. Other than that, you have my number. Just in case if there are any concerns, questions whatsoever, you reach out to me directly and I'll sort that out for you, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.